It is 7-Eleven, and if you are suffering this allergy season, you're not alone. But there is help. Joining us live is Dr. Rachel Schreiber. She will make a house call to every one of us. Is that an overextension of what you'll actually do, doctor?
Absolutely not. I am here to serve.
Oh, what a good woman. You're an allergist, of course, at Shady Grove Adventist Hospital, and people are sneezing, their eyes are itching them. You know the whole drill, the itchy throat and everything. Why is it so bad?
Well, it's an interesting question because actually right now our pollen counts are down. So what could be going on? You could have what we call perennial allergies. A perennial allergen is something that is present year-round. For example, a dust mite. Dust mites are little parasites that live on our dead skin cells, and they eat them, actually.
Ew.
And I know. They're not bed bugs, totally different.
Okay.
But we all have these little parasites, and they live in mattresses, they live in pillows, they live in carpeting and sofas, and some of us are allergic to them. And they are a year-round allergen, so that could be accounting for symptoms this time of year.
How do you get rid of them?
Well, they're actually very hard to get rid of. Uh-huh. And you know what they love? It's humidity. And we just heard the weather report. So run your air conditioning.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Now, there are some environmental controls you can do in your home to help prevent your exposure to dust mite. For example, you can cover your mattress and your pillows in special encasements to make a physical barrier between you and the dust mite. But they are actually difficult to get rid of. And a lot of times we prescribe the same kind of medications that we would give for pollen allergies. We give those same kinds of medications for dust mite allergies.
So like Claritin D or something?
Yeah, you could try Claritin, other over-the-counter medications, Allegra, Zyrtec. There are not so many antihistamines now that are actually prescription. A lot of it has gone over-the-counter.
Now, for those people who had a really rough spring, are they more susceptible to something like this?
Well, if you have allergy to one substance, you are probably more likely to have allergy to another. So you could have compounding issues. You could have dust mite. You could have oak tree. You could have grass pollens. Right now, our pollen counts are low, but we do expect that they can rise sometime about mid-August. We start to see the first ragweed pollens out.
Right.
It's very hard to get a respite from the allergies.
Do you ever get sleep?
I try to get sleep. It's not easy.
Should we stop taking, you know, for instance, my son will take his allergy medicines in the springtime and then he kind of quits during the summer and picks it up again in the fall. Is it a better strategy to just keep taking that allergy medicine?
You know, that is really an individualized question. Oftentimes, they do recommend that for my patients in the sense that less is more. So if you don't have year-round allergens, and we know that we get a little bit of lower pollen levels in the summer, I will recommend that for certain patients, but that's not the right recommendation for every patient. And another thing to consider in your home is your air conditioning. So make sure that you're changing your filters. If you recently turned on your AC and that filter hasn't been changed from last year, that can be spewing out a lot of dust and stuff from last year.
Oh, those mites have got me grossed out this morning.
I'm sorry.
All right. Dr. Rachel Schreiber, always great having you with us, even when you gross us out, okay?
Thank you. I'll try to be better next time.
She is a great allergist from Shady Grove Adventist Hospital.